Hello, Stuart and Jodie here at Carey Baptist Church in Moulton. Because it's the first Sunday of the month, it's our usual practice to celebrate communion. So we'll be having communion as part of this recording. So if you'd like to join in that part of the service, press pause and go and get some bread and some wine or the liquid equivalent. So without further ado, let us pray and commit this time to God. Let's pray. Father, as we connect with you and with each other online, may your Spirit come and bring alive the words that are said, and that you would speak into each person's heart and lives and minister to them your word of comfort and challenge. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The reading is from John chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. John chapter 12, verses 1 to 11.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honour. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected, "Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages." He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to whatever was put in it. "Leave her alone," Jesus replied. "It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me." Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well, for on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and believing in him.
Thank you, Jodie. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word, and we pray that as we reflect upon this passage, you will breathe new life into us by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today is Passion Sunday, and we're moving towards Jesus' crucifixion in Jerusalem. In verse 1 it says, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus has raised from the dead. So it says 6 days before Passover, where John theologically places the crucifixion of Jesus. And Jesus is coming to Bethany, a small village just outside Jerusalem. And in verse 2 it says, here a dinner was given in Jesus' honour. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. So a dinner is given in Jesus' honour, perhaps to celebrate the rising from the dead of Lazarus by Jesus. And we have the situation here where Martha is serving, busy as usual, and Lazarus is at the table with Jesus and other guests, perhaps Jesus' group of disciples and other people within the area. And then in verse 3, Mary enters the story. It says, then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it at Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Now Mary here, Lazarus's sister. And this is a sort of very erotic gesture. Women did not let their hair down in public, but here she is wiping Jesus's feet with her hair. Now imagine the scenario. Place yourself in the scene. Imagine yourself as an observer, or even imagine yourself as Jesus, having fragrant, expensive perfume poured upon your feet, and then having Mary untie her hair and then use her hair to wipe Jesus' feet, or to wipe your feet, if you're imagining yourself being Jesus in this story. It must have set the tongues a-wagging, quite scandalous. And Judas certainly couldn't stay quiet, and he objects in verse 5, "Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages." And he has a point. A whole year's wages wasted in such a way. It is like someone wasting 25 or 30 grand today. Think of how much that could help the poor in the Ukraine or those who are struggling with the cost of living in the UK. But we see Judas isn't really interested in the poor, as we see in verse 6. It says he did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As a keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. He was interested in his own economic interests, a bit like many politicians today. And then Jesus comes to Mary's defense and says in verse 7, "Leave her alone." Jesus replied, "It was intended that she should save this perfume for my day of burial." He sees that her act of love is a prophetic statement about the fact that before long, Jesus is going to be buried, and buried so hastily that there might not be a time for proper anointing. So he'd better have it right now and right away. Mary has a lot to teach us here. She is attentive to Jesus and to his needs. She can see that Jesus is heading towards trouble and to his death in Jerusalem. Unlike the other male disciples, she has listened to Jesus and to what he has said about his impending betrayal and death. We remember the story on the incident that Luke recalls in Luke chapter 10, 38 to 42, where we have Mary at Jesus' feet listening like a disciple and getting into trouble with her sister Martha. Mary in that incident and this incident is shown as a true disciple of Jesus, as one who listens to him, and not only listens but acts and shows her love for Jesus in such an extravagant way, pouring out her most precious asset, which perhaps she was keeping for her own funeral. Her reckless extravagance places the needs of Jesus first. She probably wasn't aware of the full implications of her prophetic act. How could she be? But she responded to love's demands in that moment and gave Jesus the anointing pre-crucifixion that he wouldn't receive post-crucifixion due to the resurrection. Mary is also anointing him and recognizing him as Messiah, Christos, which means the anointed one. She is saying to all in her prophetic act, "This Jesus is the Messiah, the anointed one we have been waiting for." She is also offering worship, anointing his feet, drying them with her hair, an act of prostration and humility, pouring out the oil of worship to her Lord. Mary is a role model for us of a true disciple, as one who sits at Jesus' feet and listens to him and obeys him in costly sacrifice. What are we prepared to sacrifice for him? She gave her most precious asset. What are we prepared to give? Often we don't even give time to Jesus in our lives, time spent in prayer and reflecting upon his word, or even regularly coming to worship him Sunday by Sunday. Mary worshipped Jesus, falling down at his feet, pouring out all she had to him. Do we worship him, fall down at his feet, and pour out our lives in his service? Mary shames us as we see the poverty of our commitment, our love, our worship. what will we do to express our love, our gratitude for all that Jesus has done for us? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the example and the witness of Mary. Receive our worship. Receive the oil of our worship, and receive our lives poured out in your service. Thank you for all that you have done for us, for your life, for the way that you died for us, and that rose again that we could have new life in you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're now going to move into a time of communion, so press pause if you don't already have your bread and your wine, and go and get them if you want to participate in this part of the service together. So come to this table not because you must, but because you may. Not because you're strong, but because you're weak. Come not because any goodness of your own gives you a right to come, but because you need mercy and help. Come because you love the Lord a little and would like to love him more. Come because he loved you and gave himself for you. Come and meet the risen Christ, for we are his body. I am the bread of life, Jesus told them. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Let's listen to the familiar words from the Apostle Paul, telling us of the institution of the Lord's Supper. For the tradition which I handed on to you came to me from the Lord himself, that on the night of his arrest, the Lord Jesus took some bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in memory of me." The same way he took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is a new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink this, do so in memory of me. For every time you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." And as Jesus gave thanks for the bread and the wine, we likewise give thanks. Father, we thank you for this bread and wine, ordinary, humble things of the earth that are set apart for your holy and life-giving purposes. We thank you for this bread which broken reminds us and makes present the body of Jesus broken for us. We thank you for this wine which poured out reminds us and makes present his blood which is shed for the forgiveness of our sins and the sins of the whole world. So we remember Jesus as we move towards Good Friday. We think of his death for us on the cross. But we thank you that he did not remain dead, that you raised him to life, and now he is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit. And Father, we ask that through Jesus, you will pour out your Holy Spirit upon us as we eat this bread and drink this wine, that we be renewed in our faith and empowered in our witness and life of discipleship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus took the bread and broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you." Jodie, body of Christ, broken for you.
Amen.
Then Jesus took the cup and he said, "This cup is a new covenant sealed in my blood. Whenever you drink this, do so in remembrance of me." So now take the wine to remember all Jesus has done for you and give thanks. Jodie, blood of Christ shed for you. Mm-hmm. Let us pray. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so that we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we are gathered around the table, it's good to remember our brothers and sisters and the wider world. So let us pray. Compassionate parent God, your children are weeping. They weep because they are hungry and poor. They weep because they are caught up in war. They weep because they are powerless and exploited. We pray for those caught up in the situation, especially in Ukraine. We share their sorrows. May we help them, comfort them, offer them hope. Saving God, we pray that those who sow in tears may reap with songs of joy. Compassionate Saviour God, our sisters and brothers are weeping. They weep because they are ill or in pain. They weep because someone they love has died. They weep from guilt, emptiness, or anger. We pray for them now. We share their sorrows. May we help them, comfort them, offer them hope. Saving God, we pray that those who sow in tears may reap with songs of joy. Compassionate, sustaining God, your people are weeping. They weep because they have let you down. They weep because they have let others down. They weep because loving hurts. We pray for them now. Their sorrows are ours. Help us, comfort us. Fill us with faith and hope. Saving God, we pray that those who sow in tears may reap with songs of joy. And in a moment's quiet, we bring our own needs and concerns to the Lord. And we join our prayers together with the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And I close with a blessing. Be bold to share the life of Christ and show his love, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. So thank you for joining with us. Go well, and God bless.